Midnight Movie Night.
This is our first ever special episode of Midnight Movie Nights. I'm Miranda Janelle. That Fracking Cat is my co-host. Before we watched Chasing Amy, about 2 weeks ago now, something happened and, well, we wanted to record a little something, so without further ado, here it is. Oh, by the way, we are officially a Not Safe for Work podcast. It's gonna be relevant. No worries.
You hear my fan?
Say what?
Do you hear my fan?
No, but I've got my window and my doors open and everything. Oh. So there's whatever.
Yeah. But
we have to talk about this. This is just wrong. So after we finished recording, both of us opened up Twitter, and Trent Hunsaker had posted a couple of things. One of them was a really, really cute picture of Sherman, and he was he had his back half up on the couch, and he was just kind of sitting there like that, but he had his two, his two front paws, firmly planted on the ground, and just being adorable, and then Trent had wrote, Sherman, sit. It was really cute.
Shout out to Sherman.
Yeah, yeah.
Eat a dog.
What's
up, dog?
Okay, so when you first, started making inroads, getting me to listen to Netheads and everything, thank you for that, by the way. I don't know why it took me so long to actually listen to you, but thank you. Anyway, I thought this whole thing with, there's this guy in Utah, and he's got this dog, and you were oddly obsessed with that dog. I don't get it, but whatever. I just thought you were weird. Dog. Okay, I get it. Sherman is adorable, and now that we've got the Journey to Death Ray comics and everything, and that's 40 days away.
40 days today.
Yeah, it occurred to me earlier. It's okay. Suddenly, Judge Funky Boy, we're gonna meet him in person. That's freaking awesome. And we listen to his podcast. He's got this new podcast. That started around the same time as we got. As we started our new podcast. I know he's been on ZNH. A few times. Is he a regular on ZNH or?
Every once in a while when he gets in there.
Okay, yeah. He's
been part of the crew. Yeah.
Right. Right, but he's, he's not the every episode Trent or Will or, anyway, so yeah, we're actually going to get to meet Judge Funky Boy in person and everything, not just talk
Steve
to him.
Steve Kent, Will Kent.
Yes, Steve and Will. Okay, we're talking about Tom.
Okay, just mention the other guys that are out there.
Yeah, but we're talking about Tom, and then we're going to talk about Trent, and then we're going to talk about the other tweet, which is the entire reason why we're recording this in the first place. But,
yeah.
See? I'm being controlling. This is what I do.
See?
Okay, all right, so yeah, it's going to be really,
yes,
really...
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Put you in your place. Excuse me.
Yes, mistress.
Oh God! No, don't ever call me mistress. I actually had a teacher who called me mistress, and it was just kind of weird. But whatever.
Shut myself up on that. Sorry.
Anyway, yeah. So we're gonna go out there. We're gonna get to meet Tom, but we're also gonna get to meet Trent. He's not just gonna be this voice that we listen to every week, or when they're doing the morning show multiple times a week. He's actually going to become a real person, and it's not just going to be there's this guy I listen to on the internet. And no, then we're actually going to be able to say so there's this guy that we met on the internet. Yeah. Okay, that one didn't work.
we met this guy on the internet in Utah.
Yeah. It's like, so yeah, there's this guy that we listen to on the internet, but we've actually met him. So, like, there's this guy I know. We're going to be able to say, you know, there's this guy that we know. And I thought that was really cool. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, you know.
It'll change how we see and hear Trent.
Exactly.
And, you know, of course, after, you know, listening to him for almost 2 years now, you know, it seems like you kind of know him, but you don't actually know someone until you've actually met him.
Right. And.
So it will be cool to do that, to actually meet the voice that, yeah. You know.
And
sends me funnies every once in a while. I can laugh at it. Say,
exactly.
Yeah,
and he's so open about things, you know, and he talks about, you know, the comic shop and everything. Like, I feel like I already know the guy, which is really cool. Even though, it's just actually being able to say, like, you know, we're going to be able to say that we've actually met him in person and everything. And that's really cool. And I'm sure you feel the same way, you know, like I feel like I already know this guy because of how open he is and everything. And we've actually talked to him, you know. Had actual exchanges and everything, and
yeah,
and so
phone,
it's not like a weird literally. Internet stalker thing. It's just like, you know, like, you know, hey, we think he's cool, all right, whatever.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever asked what he's wearing at any particular time.
Well, we know that he's not wearing pants.
Unless
he's
disturbing.
At the shop. I think he wears pants at the shop.
For if he does.
Well, yeah, but.
I don't want to walk in and, hey, oh, dude, you're not wearing pants.
Yeah.
You're actually being honest about that.
That would be a little scary. But no, apparently, okay, so that it's not, let's see, libel's print, right?
I think so.
So, or is it slander? I don't know.
I get this mixed up.
I know. We can write it down. That way, if we say it and write it, it's both. So we're about to libel and slander Trent Hunsaker.
Slibel.
We're about to slibel him.
Slander?
He does not wear pants when he podcasts. We know this because he tweeted it to us, and we chose to believe him. So that's what we're saying when he's not wearing pants.
You chose to believe it. I was hoping
he
was.
I'm pretty sure he wears pants at the shop. I'm going to say, wow, we are
going
on.
Yeah, we're talking too much about Trent and pants.
What's
the point?
Yeah. The point is, he, you know, another one of his tweets had absolutely nothing, no context of whether or not he was wearing pants. But we do know that Diamond Comic Distributors sent him a shipment, and one of the boxes only had one comic in it.
Yeah, one of them is half full. I mean, I'm looking at it right now. One of them is half full.
Yeah, and one of another them has just... only has a couple. And then, but there's that one box in the middle that's only got the one comic in it. And that is just so wasteful. So, like, why couldn't they have put all, like, the contents of the three boxes in one box? It looks like it probably would have fit. I don't know about the full depth, you know, of the one box that we can't see the bottom of, but it looks like, you know, you pick it up, cut it in half, it might fit in that one other box, and then you throw the one fucking comic that's in its own box on top of it, seal it up, one box, less to ship, slightly less weight, more room in the truck, you know, you could be more efficient, all that, you know, just, why one comic in that one box?
And apparently, at least
if
they don't
pay
for it.
If it came from three different warehouses, okay, I get it. You know, that's different.
How can they have three different warehouses if it's one company that's doing this?
Yeah, but if it all came from, like, one, just put it all in the same box. Oh, my gosh. Little extra human foot traffic. You know, okay, get the one. Okay, it's probably all automated anyway. That's seeing that picture is so annoying. Just from being, you know, trying to be an environmentally friendly person and everything, it gets at me like that. But then to find out that Diamond Comics doesn't even pay for the shipping. No, the local comic shop, Death Ray Comics, has to pay for it. And every other comic shop out there. You know, Amazing Collectibles right up the street from me. They have to pay the shipping on, you know,
something
on their
probably
orders.
Similar, right?
Say what?
For, you know, for circumstances probably similar to this, right?
Oh, yeah. No, you hear about this happening across the industry. Trent is not the only one talking about it. You know, he's just the one that, you know, both of us happen to follow on Twitter, and we listen to his podcasts and all of that.
Oh,
so
I wouldn't even know about it if I didn't hear him talk about it.
No, I've heard other people, like, I've heard about other comic distributors talking about it. And how, you know, Diamond is just the only name in the game, and it's, you play completely by their rules and everything, and everything that Trent has shared.
Yeah, when he first started, we heard about his struggles with it.
Right, I haven't heard 100% of it confirmed from other sources, but I have heard about this elsewhere. This isn't just happening to him. This is, you know, until you're one of, like, the big established shops and everything, like, they... It's just bad, and they're the only name in the game. So, like, it's not like there's any competition.
It's a monopoly.
That's exactly
shit that should not be.
It is some serious shit that should not be. But. Okay, so we started recording because you were saying something very. Just right on key, so I was trying to get you back to that place, but you were asking why no one's doing anything about this. So 11 minutes later, would you care to try and go back to that thought? Because I thought what you were saying was absolutely great.
So why is anyone else doing this? Doing,
like,
distributing?
You were saying, like, why isn't anyone doing anything about this? And you started talking about monopolies getting broken up and everything, and yeah.
Well, it seems like no one's talking about this. I mean, if it was any other kind of company, you know, that they would be all over it. You know, what is it, Apple? Or, you know, any kind of computer company, something like that. Isn't there some kind of legal limit that they have? They can't, you know, what is it? Like with Disney buying out the...
Well,
what am I trying
Comcast
to say here?
Purchasing Time Warner.
You can't have a monopoly over one certain media.
See, but that's not necessarily the case with Diamond Comics, because they really are just the only player in the game. It's not like anyone's, you know, rising up to compete against them and they're buying them out. It's just one of those things, or at least this is my take on it. I don't know. I don't own a comic book shop. I don't work for Diamond Comics. I have.
I'm not sure if it's just buying them out or just being someone out there that can do the printing, and being a distribution company. Even, haven't we heard some of the Batman on Batmans where they talk about the distributor that they have to go through? Is that? Otherwise, they have no one else to go to.
That's what I'm talking about. I've heard it from other sources. It's not just trying to make noise, but there's not, it doesn't seem like there's a whole lot of people making noise.
I guess they don't have a hold over the digital world. Which is the new thing now, but still, I mean, if I can get the comic in paper, I'll get it, because I just like to have, you know, I'm old school. I like to have the comic. Yeah. I like to have it in my hand. I'll read it in digital, but still, I like to have the comic.
Yeah, the Cryptozoic Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one. I bought them in digital also. You know, I've got the actual, you know, all four books in the series and everything, and they're autographed and everything like that. But even if they weren't autographed, the actual paper comics and everything, the ones that I do choose to get, I treat them, you know, they're collectibles.
Yeah, it's just outrageous to see that. That they just, like, toss so much into a box and send it.
Very aggravating. Just on so many levels. And
I mean, this is a guy just trying to, you know, sell comics to people.
Yeah.
And spread the joy of comics.
And
he's got to pay for that. And I'm sure the shipping is not cheap if they... I don't know. It doesn't look like a box, like one of those at $4.99 and fill up everything you can in a box like the post office does. It looks like a big box.
It's just, it's not right. And they're this big faceless entity that they just don't care. And that's frustrating. And let's go watch a movie.
Okay. Fuck you, Diamond.
Yeah, fuck you, Diamond. It's a good thing that we say we're a not safe for work podcast.
So is that going to be added on to the end, or is it going to be like a thing added during the week? Just kind of like a bonus thing.
Let's do it as a bonus.
Yeah. Are you still recording?
I'm still recording.
Okay, because that is totally fucked up. I mean, seriously, that is fucked up. And irritating as hell. This is, you know, this is why little businesses fail like that.
Yeah.
Because they're sticking it to the little guys like that, and, you know.
You know what's going to suck?
If they keep up with shit like that? And, you know, and Trent has to shut down, and, you know, it just, you know, sorry. You know, there is no journey.
It's going to be exactly, I was just ranting about Home Depot and Lowe's and how they're the only name in the game, and all of the smaller, you know, hardware stores and everything. They're folding up shop. You know, another one just went out a couple months ago. So there's even fewer, and it's just going to become like, you know, just like major comics hubs and everything. And really, it's just going to be like pretty much just Amazon, probably, you know, that still sells paper comics eventually, you know, and then the medium, if they don't do something about these problems and actually actively try and help the local comic shops, you know, set them up for success and not pull this bullshit anymore. You know, if they don't actually take an interest in their product, then they're going to lose it. And there's nothing that the proprietors of comic shops can really do about it unless, you know, I'm sure.
It's hard to put into words how irritating it is. Oh, it really is.
God.
Without just, like, laying down a curse, you know, just saying, fuck you guys.
Yeah, fuck you. Fuck you and your fucking ass.
What would Brian Quinn and Sal Vulcano say?
They'd probably try and get you to say who.
No, they'd say, go fuck it. Go fuck yourselves.
Yeah.
They definitely wouldn't say, you know, Dave Thomas founder of Wendy's.
Yeah.
Seriously. This is fucked up. And I have to say it again. Fuck you, Diamond.
Fuck you, Diamond. Now let's go watch a movie. It's almost 2:00 in the morning here.
Oh, okay.
Midnight.
Our first ever special episode of Midnight Movie Nights. Why did you This is our first ever special episode of Midnight Movie Nights. I'm Miranda Janelle. Bat Fracking Cat is my co-host. Before. Before we watched Chasing Amy. I'm just going to keep going because I've already screwed this up like 20 times already. Before we watched Chasing Amy. Oh my god. Okay, yeah, maybe I will start over.